This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to The Lake Show, and our next guest is extremely accomplished, and it feels like everything that he touches turns to gold, whether it's television projects or always being a New York Times number one best-selling author. He is successful with all of it. He has a new book entitled Expensive Basketball, and it is highly acclaimed. Shay Serrano joins us here on The Lake Show. Shay, it's been a couple of years since we last chatted, but how you been?
What's up, my friend? I feel like you're trying to jinx me by saying all of this very nice stuff.
No.
Free throw jinx. That's what you're doing to me.
Well, you know, here we got this thing that in the fourth quarter, like, and I feel like it's the fourth quarter of 2025, we end up, you know, at a Timberwolves game. If the opponent misses 2 free throws in the fourth quarter, you get free Chick-fil-A. Probably other teams are doing it, bricking for chicken. So, you know, just kind of, you know, I got Timberwolves basketball on my mind.
All right, I'll sacrifice so everybody can get some chicken.
But how you been, man?
I'm good. I was excited to talk to you when I saw your name pop up on the list. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing that got me intrigued when I heard that you had a new book was the title. That caught my eye. Talk to me a little bit about the concept of what expensive basketball is, or maybe the ideology of it.
Okay. Expensive basketball is a thing that I think people just sort of understand intuitively, right? And the way that I present the idea in the book is I say, okay, just assume somebody were to show you a video of Ray Allen shooting a jump shot and a video of Joakim Noah shooting a jump shot. And they don't explain anything else. They just say, hey, watch these two videos. And then they ask you afterward, which of these feels more expensive? Mm. You would know immediately without sort of even knowing why, you know, but you would know the Ray Allen video looks more expensive. There's something about it that just feels different. And that's what the book is. It's like 30 different chapters. Each chapter is a different thing like that. A thing that when you see it, it feels important. It feels expensive. Magic Johnson in the open court. That felt special. Dennis Rodman tipping rebounds to himself. Like that felt meaningful and important. That's what the book is.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because there's a place for analytics in sports, but I feel like we overdo it at times, in my opinion. I met Joe Morgan, the former Major League Baseball Hall of Famer that passed away a few years ago, but I met him years ago at the Negro League Baseball Museum, and he spoke about exactly that, saying that there should be a marriage between analytics and actually watching the game and the feel of the game and the eye test. To me, it almost feels like expensive basketball is a version of if you know, you know. Like, you know when you see something special, right? Like, it just feels like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the great thing about, like, something feeling special is you don't really need to have, like, a base of information. Like, I don't watch baseball, right? I very rarely pay attention to it. But if I turn the World Series on and I see, like, Shohei Ohtani swing a bat, it looks special. There's something about it.
Yeah.
It looks different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It translates for, you watch Nadal swing a tennis racket or Sue Bird dribble a basketball. Like, it just looks different. You don't need any explanation. You don't need any context.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those if you know, you know type of situations. We're talking to Shea Serrano about his new book, Expensive Basketball, here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And one of the things in your book, you have a chapter on Tim Duncan, who, you know, whatever you want to call him, the big fundamentals and all that other stuff, the different, nicknames that he was given throughout his career. But he's one of the greatest to ever play the game. I must tell you that I hope that Timberwolves fans here won't be traumatized by that particular chapter.
I wouldn't expect for them to be. There's no mention of Kevin Garnett in there. He does appear in a different section of the book. But in that one, yeah, Tim Duncan is my favorite all-time basketball player, and I just wanted to commemorate him. I want to start the book off with, like, the guy that I just love dearly.
Man, that is something, man. Well, I got to say that, you know, when I first got into, you know, the media back in 1998, it was such a phenomenal time for me personally because my favorite sport is basketball. And when I was interning with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I got a chance to be around the team when it was KG and Marbury and all that stuff, whatever, and then actually starting to cover games. And I got to tell you, man, I really feel like a little bit bitter. I have a love-hate relationship with you, Shea, just because of the San Antonio Spurs and Tim Duncan, and you guys getting Tim Duncan while having David Robinson. So I must say, man, as much as I love you, I hate you a little bit too, bro.
I will accept that hate in exchange for us getting Tim Duncan every single time.
You know, in sports, we tend to want perfection. But to me, imperfection is what makes sports great. Do you agree?
I 100% absolutely agree with that. And the way you know that that's true, like on a human level, is look at Rocky. Rocky's not fun to watch because he bowls through everybody and he's impervious to pain and he can never be beat. Like, the whole appeal of Rocky is that he can be beaten and he's got to stare that down. I think a player losing in the playoffs and then winning later on is like a beautiful thing. Jordan going 6-0 in the finals, awesome, incredible, of course. But like, seeing somebody lose a couple of times and then get one, like, think about how different it would have been if Dirk won in 2006 rather than in 2011.
Yeah,
2011, it felt like a whole story arc we got out of this thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because we watched him lose. And then he came back and won. It's just, I don't think, I'm not trying to argue a player has to lose for a win to be meaningful, but I don't think it should be held against a player if they do lose in the playoffs or whatever. It doesn't, like, detract. It just provides an opportunity for something very cool.
It definitely provides a storyline, right? Because I think that that's one of the battles and struggles that basketball fans have had for years, too, with, like, Kevin Durant. You know, seeing that the Oklahoma City Thunder were right there, they were that close. And remember, they had previously went to the finals and played the Miami Heat, ended up losing. And then when he jetted off to Golden State, I think that there were a lot of people in the basketball world that just felt slighted by that.
Yeah, they absolutely did, because you were supposed to see them lose and then fight through and see them win. That's how it should have gone. I think if Kevin Durant wins one title in OKC, it would mean four times as much as the rings he has on his finger right now. You know what I mean?
Yep. I'm totally with you. We're talking to Shea Serrano, New York Times, number one best-selling author here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, the new book entitled Expensive Basketball. Shea, tell me, what inspired you to do this particular project?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Well, I know I wanted to write another book about basketball. I wrote one in 2017, and you know, basketball is one of the like three or four things I love the most in the world. So I knew I wanted to write another basketball book. I was doing my research. I'm interviewing people who love basketball, just like searching for an idea, trying to find an idea. And while I was interviewing them, I realized that every time I asked a person this one particular question, they would all answer it the same way. I would ask them to tell me a basketball memory that they have that they just love, right? Tell me your favorite basketball memory. A game that you watched on TV, in person, whatever, doesn't matter. A pickup game that you played in, I don't care. But, like, tell me your favorite basketball thing. And they all answered it the exact same way. And we're going to do it as an example right now, me and you.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me a basketball memory that you have that you just love?
Yeah, I remember being a young kid in media, Game 7, Sacramento Kings playing the Minnesota Timberwolves at Target Center, and Kevin Garnett comes through in the clutch in that Game 7, and he staves off elimination, and they move on to face the Lakers that year, and that was when Sacramento had Bibby and Chris Webber and that whole entire crew. So I absolutely remember that.
Okay, so you remember that. I remember watching that game. Well, I remember when Kevin Garnett hit that three?
Yeah.
It's like this big... Okay, when he was shooting that shot, every single Minnesota fan, as the ball was in the air, they're watching it, you're nervous, you're excited, whatever. Nobody was thinking, oh, if he makes this shot, he's going to be 12 for 24 from the field. Like, nobody was thinking about a number. You were just filled with emotion, filled with excitement, with anxiety, with nerve, with whatever you want to call it. Same as for the Sacramento fans. They were filled with dread and terror and whatever. Every time I asked somebody to tell me about their favorite basketball thing, they would tell me the thing. It was always emotion first, feelings first. Mm. The numbers would come later. They always come eventually. But the thing that like stuck to them was the way it felt, like the way that arena was sort of shaking when that ball went in. Like, that's the stuff you talk about first. And so after enough people had answered that question that exact same way, I thought, oh, this is what the book should be. Like, this is why we love basketball. We don't love basketball because Steph made 4 3-pointers in a row at the Olympics. We love basketball because of the way it felt watching Steph make 4 threes in a row at the Olympics.
Yeah,
in the gold medal game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Well, you're hitting on something that I really love about what you're talking about with moments and with this book, Expensive Basketball. Is to me, moments makes me feel good in sports. It's not just the wins, in particular the losses. Do you think that in this viral world that we tend to forget that? Because I'll give an example for me that I will never forget. The brawl at the Palace. And the reason why I will never forget
right.
that is because when that took place, I was on air. Me and my co-hosts were on air. We were in the studio and we had the television up on the Pacers-Pistons game. And as we're doing our topics and the content and this brawl breaks out, like we totally in the moment forgot about everything that's on the rundown and we're focused on that particular thing that we were watching on television. And I remember we were doing like the play-by-play, right? And I remember Shay vividly, like it was just yesterday, I said, I think that Ron Artest, I think that his career is over. I think that what we're seeing right now is it's over for a bunch of different guys. So I'll never forget where I was. I'll never forget that moment. But I think a lot of times we do tend to forget moments because of, we're on to this viral thing and that viral thing. And I think we get caught up too much that way.
I think that might be correct. I think it's a byproduct of just living now with the internet. Like, there was no, that when the Malice of the Palace happened, there was like a version of the internet, but it certainly wasn't what we have today, right?
Yeah.
I was just talking with a buddy of mine recently about how different of an experience it is watching a basketball game with no other screen in front of you, just like as a one screen experience, versus now when you watch a basketball game, you're looking at a cell phone while also looking at your TV, and you end up just missing so much little stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff you don't even realize you're missing. But all those little things, like, they really help enrich the experience. You just have a different connection with it.
I'm totally with you, man. Hey, Shea Serrano, New York Times, number one bestselling author. I appreciate your time today here on The Lake Show. Go check out his new book. It's called Expensive Basketball. And I will say this. There's only two Shays that I think about nowadays. That's Shea Serrano joining us now and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't know if you like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or not. I'm sure you probably do because you're a basketball fan. But I appreciate you being on the show, Shea.
I appreciate you comparing me to SGA.
All right. Take care.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.